You are listening to WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University's Day of Giving is coming up. It's Wednesday, March 7th, so we thought we'd talk about that with Jim Salmo, who's the Vice Chancellor for Development and Alumni Relations, CEO. When someone says Day of Giving, it's kind of obvious what you're looking for. This is the big day that the foundation, that SIU is really looking for support from not just its alumni base, but throughout the community, really throughout the world.
Correct. It's a reach out to locally the community, the students, the faculty, the staff. But because of social media and the way it plays today, it's also an opportunity to reach out across the country and the world because social media drives through those markets.
This year, that Day of Giving, it's 24 hours from 6 o'clock Wednesday morning through 6 o'clock Thursday morning, 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. Last year, $341,000, and that was just the first year, the first Day of Giving.
That's correct. That was a surprise. We really didn't know what to anticipate. And so by noon, all of a sudden, we started things really taking off, and we were excited. And then it was kind of like watching that clock tick. Where are you going to get by the time you hit 6 a.m. the next morning? And we were very happy and grateful for the support.
We should let people know right now that if they'd like to take part this year, it's siuday.siu.edu. You can go there now and find out more information, and then on the Day of Giving, that'll be active.
And actually, if you go to the website right now, and let's say you're traveling or there's a reason you can't participate on the actual 24-hour period, there's a way to make a gift right now and click on the box to say you want this as part of Day of Giving. So you don't have to necessarily wait if there's a reason. It's kind of like pre-voting. You don't have to wait to be able to get your contribution included.
Sure. This can get a little complicated in all the ways that university fundraising works. If someone donates to Day of Giving, they can designate where they want that money to go, what they want it to go for. There are some pre-registered organizations that are already there, but someone can write in, as you mentioned,
right,
that election analogy, they can write in where they'd like it to go. This is also a part of that big campaign for the university, Forever SIU, right?
Correct. Forever SIU counts and includes all gifts and pledges to the university from basically January 1st, 2017 until December 31st, 2019. So it's a three-year effort. These days of giving that occur in that period, all will be included. And you're absolutely right. You go to the website. Each college has been contacted. A lot of programs have been contacted, and they've given us information as to what they would like to highlight on the website. But you can give to anything at the university by just writing it in. And then we have to follow your designation. It has to go to that program, that area, and so it will still be counted, though. It's up to us to figure out how to make it count towards the college or the program, because this year we're really competitive. We found out last year people got into this. So there's two trophies going out, Jennifer. One is for most dollars raised by a college, and the other one is most number of gifts or commitments raised by a college. So we got these little traveling trophies that we're going to introduce this year, and based on who has the most in those two categories, the trophy will go to that area for the next 12 months until the following Day of Giving.
Certainly something to watch. I know this was, as we've said, the first opportunity last year for SIU when they started this Day of Giving, but this is a kind of a new trend in higher education, correct?
Right. It's a trend that's really picking up steam amongst all universities, and the reason is universities have an alumni base that they can reach all year round, and the idea is to encourage, galvanize, give a sense of urgency, let people see that they can come together for a day and have impact. So a lot of schools do this. They usually line it up to close to when the institution was founded. It also comes out of another connection is people may recognize Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday always occurs the Tuesday after Thanksgiving to remind people of philanthropy, and it's for all not-for-profits. So the universities kind of looked at that and said, that's a great idea. Now let's do it for our own individual institutions. And so they kind of push it away from that Giving Tuesday, not to deduct from what they're getting or detract, but they're going to another closer date to their origin.
For people who are concerned about where their money is going, what it's for, we've said that you can designate that, but you're talking about things that are, it could be student scholarships, could be individual research programs.
Correct.
Last year, I remember Campus Lake was very
popular. Campus Lake last year was the biggest project that we had that attracted donations, and it was rather interesting because the project came when the lake was down from water. We were cleaning it and all that. It just so happens that it filled up faster than we ever imagined because of a rainstorm last April. But the monies that came into it have made improvements. There are benches being purchased. There's going to be a fountain out on the lake once we finalize the commitment that a person made to help pay for that fountain. There are things over the next year or two you're going to see popping up connected to the Campus Lake that's the result of the Day of Giving commitments.
And you can get more information on this year's Day of Giving by going to siuday.siu.edu. Again, the Day of Giving is Wednesday, March 7th, 24 hours from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. Jim Salmo, thanks so much.
Thank you.